Okay, so welcome to my podcast, Life and Things. Joining us today, we have Quinn Hofsess and her mom, Christy Hofsess. Today's episode is about a dream come true. Now, how much of a dream was this exactly, and what has this got to do with everything? Well, imagine you're at your favorite artist's concert, and the artist suddenly picks someone in the crowd and says, "Come join me on stage." That someone just happens to be you. That would be a dream come true for some people. But imagine this happening in a slightly subtler way, and one that can change the world. This is what happened to Quinn Hofsess. She lives in Seattle, and the former governor of Seattle, Jay Inslee, and he is, in Quinn's words, one of the most climate-friendly and focused governors in the whole country. You see, Quinn is only 12 years old, but she is a huge climate activist. From doing presentations at school to writing books about climate change, she is everywhere, spreading the news about what needs to happen to save our environment. So, Quinn admires Jay Inslee's work, and she thinks she could get a lot of project ideas from him. This is where our story goes. I am Phoenix Lavelle. Keep listening. The music from this podcast comes from Quinn Hofsess herself. She played piano since she was 6. So Quinn, tell me, did you have a specific time when you suddenly became aware of climate change?
Well, I guess I've kind of always been aware, more indirectly since I was little. But like, it kind of surrounds us, like it's real. And I think we would definitely need to do something about it. Like, it's a problem. It's a global problem. And yeah.
That was Quinn Hofsess. Now, we know that Jay Inslee plays a role in this story. When exactly did you become aware of his good action, Quinn?
Well, I guess I first heard about him in school. We were learning about like the branches of government. And then for a school field trip, we went to the Capitol Olympia building in Washington. And we kind of learned about his work there and like how the government branches work. And that was when I first learned about him and his work.
So the next thing that happens is probably what you guys are all expecting. Quinn meets Jay Inslee. Well, that's sort of what happened, but in a different form.
So I was on a play date with Quinn and one of her friends and one of her mom.
This is Christy Hofsess, Quinn's mom.
So Quinn and I were on a play date with one of her friends and her mom. And her mom and I are friends. And she invited me to go. She had an extra ticket to go to this Physicians for Social Responsibility fundraiser event. So Quinn stayed at home with her daughter, her friend Isla, and the sitter and Sachita, and I went to this event.
Christy meets Trudy Inslee, Jay Inslee's wife, at this event. So how exactly did you meet?
Well, I was sitting at the table with my friend Sachita, and her friend was the executive director of the Physicians for Social Responsibility. So we were sitting at the head table with him, and at the head table with him was Trudy and Jay Inslee. And so we're sitting at the table, and I turn to Sachita, and we say, gosh, I say, I have to make sure that I talk to one of them tonight if I can. Mike Quinn would never forgive me if I didn't make an attempt to talk to one of them tonight because of their work with climate change. So at some point in the evening, Sachita and I went over and introduced ourselves to Trudy Inslee, who was extremely gracious and welcoming, and we had a nice conversation. And I told her the same thing. I said, my 12-year-old daughter is a climate activist like your husband, and she would kill me if I didn't get a chance to ask you questions about how youth can get involved in climate activism in the state of Washington. And so that's my question to you. And she was said, oh, that's such so great to hear. We love to hear the youth getting involved. You know, she can do a presentation at her school. And I said, well, she's already done that. She did a presentation to her school, elementary school, to the faculty. And she said, oh, she's very involved. Well, then, okay. And then she gave some other recommendations about legislators that are doing climate change work. And she also then introduced me to some organizations, representatives from some local organizations, Climate Action Families, and helped me connect to ways that we could get involved. She was so wonderful, you know, and gave me lots of resources for my daughter. And I actually then also told her about, you know, Quinn's passion is so intense that she's going to be, this was like, you know, around September or something. I said, and for Halloween, she's going to be climate change and I'm going to be Mother Earth. And she laughed and laughed and said, will you send me a picture of that costume? That sounds amazing. I described it to her and she was so lovely and gracious. And that's how I met Trudy Inslee.
Quinn, your mom comes home and tells you all of this. How do you feel? What's the first thought that enters your mind? Are you surprised? Are you really happy? Would you compare this to when a super fan of Taylor Swift would get asked up to come on stage with Taylor Swift?
Well, I'm not sure if it's a direct comparison, since as you mentioned before, it was more subtle, but I did feel deeply, deeply honored, and especially grateful to my mom for mentioning that, so thank you so much to her. But I think I felt really, like, excited. When my mom got home, my friend Isla and I were just kind of hanging out, and then she comes and is like, I just talked to Trudy Inslee, I got her number, and, she knows you exist. No, like, that's really cool. I was really excited, and, yeah, and then when she said, like, the things that she had learned and the resources that Trudy talked about, I got super inspired and like just felt like wanted to do something, like it was like a spark.
Christy or Quinn, do you guys have anything to add on to this? Something that happens after this?
Yes, this is Christy. So the day after Halloween, you know, Quinn and I actually did dress up. I was Mother Earth. She was climate change. We had a really fun time, you know, raising awareness and collecting candy. But the next day, I send a picture to Trudy Inslee of Quinn's costume and our costumes, you know, like I had promised. And she was so gracious again in replying back and hearted our costume pictures and loved it and said, this is so great. And then she said to me, can I have Quinn's email? Jay wants to write her a note.
This is Quinn's dream come true.
So once he sent me the note, it was so thrilling and like, it felt awesome to be recognized, but then also be recognized by the governor of the state I live in. Like, that's really cool. Here, I can read out the note. He wrote to me, Quinn, as governor, I am thrilled by your leadership on advocating for climate change education. I know this is your first step in what will be a long lifetime of leadership. Good luck. And yeah, it was just wow. It was amazing.
What are your dreams that you would still like to fulfill surrounding climate change?
Well, I have a lot of ideas, and some of them involve on climate activism. Some of them involve giving potential speeches, writing. I think that's a big way that you can use your voice for change. going on, I think mentioned previously, I did like a presentation for my school. So I was also thinking like a curriculum for Earth Day for people to learn about. Like have cleanup garbage sessions, or I'm hoping to maybe start a blog at some point about it, and just like general community environmental advocacy.
Thank you so much, Christy and Quinn, for being my guests in today's podcast. Quinn tells me later that her blog is going to start soon. I will keep you guys updated about the blog and when it comes out. She will also definitely publish more books. I will also keep you updated on that. So this is a kind of dream that comes true, but not just any dream, a dream that could change the world. Remember, the world is so full of incredible things that happen daily. So keep listening to Life and Things and discover more of life in this podcast. Thank you for listening.